top of the morning, top of the morning. June 7th. Monday, June 7th. 2021. On Live with the Morning Drip. Man, I'm just now getting in motion, really, man. I'm moving around, moving and grooving, trying to get everything set up. And I apologize to y'all, man. I know y'all been waiting for me to get in here, man, and get live and direct with y'all, man, and get some business information out there and talk to the prison population and the family. How y'all doing, family? Assalamu alaikum. Peace be to you all. You feel me? Y'all know that's what Yahushua said. That's what Jesus said, man. Yeah, look in the Bibles, man, if you read the Bible, man. Look in there. He told them all through there, man. Peace be unto you. Yeah, that's what he said unto them. Peace be unto you. Now, what language you think he spoke? Because he didn't speak English. Huh? Yeah, what language? How you think it sounded in the language that Yahushua, Jesus, spoke? That's right. Yeah. Shalom aleikum. Yeah, shalom aleikum. Aramaic. Yeah, y'all better go do your history and understand who your people is and who you are, man. Who we are, man. Wake up, man. Don't let them bamboozle you. Usually what the enemy tell you, man, that's not good for you, really will be good for you. The enemy try to run you away from be the people you probably need to run to. Sometimes you got to just reverse it, you feel me? Because that's what's been happening. It's been reversed on us, on you, on I, you feel me? So, again, good morning to the family. You know, I'm in gear now. You know, I'm glad that I could come here and serve y'all this morning. So, we got some things. I'm on the road traveling. I'm at home, but I'm on the road traveling, and I don't have all my other tools here. But I do got the one tool that I got, and that's that workshop of the mind. So that's what I want to work with right now. I'm just basically come out the mind. And a few things that I want to just discuss with y'all. My heart heavy. So it's a lot going on. With not just personally, you know, but in the rural and personally, man. There's a lot going on, man. Sometimes stuff hit home. You know, it hit direct, you know. So that's why you got to always stay vigilant. And even with stuff not going on with you, man, you know how to foresee things that's going on or see things that's going on with other people, man, and appreciate what you have and stuff, man, in life, man. So my heart just is heavy this morning. It really is heavy this morning. But some things that I've been dealing with that we need to deal with is one thing I wanted to get to was credit repair today. You know, I want to deal with that and just speak on that and what that means for us. Because we run around here and we don't trip off credit or we know our credit bad, we don't do nothing about it. So just trying to understand the credit repair system and how you can, you know, work on yourself and fix your points up so you can live better. You know, so you can have access to more things. You feel me? You're holding yourself down. It's not the people. You holding yourself down because you're not doing the studies. You're not studying on self. See, we study on everything else outside of self. We always look outside of self for remedies, but it's inside of yourself. See, so study yourself. So why wouldn't you want to get yourself together? Why wouldn't you want your score and your points going so you can have multiple credit lines and, you know, you have access to things, you feel me, that you're complaining about now, that you don't have access to now or that you're spending on the wrong ways. So understanding credit, understanding how to deal that, understanding how to look in your file and, you know, see what's there and make sure if everything there is right or not and how to correct that. You feel me? That's what this is all about. You feel me? That's what this credit game is about. So, you know, you got the right to, you know, write you a consumer statement. You get your report, look on there, see what's right, what's not. You can explain stuff on there. You can explain why this was late or not. And, you know, that makes a difference because them lenders go see that. You feel me? Your consumer statement, what you put in there, if you got wrong addresses, you feel me? You know, hey, you know, stuff like that you might want to correct. You know, wrong names. You might got your name spelled wrong. That stuff could be tied to fraud. Yeah, that stuff could be tied to identity theft. You got all this stuff on there you don't know nothing about. Addresses in your file you don't know nothing about. Name, your name spelled the way you don't know nothing about. And you just leave this stuff on your report. And then you sitting around here wondering why you just got a $300 credit card in your pocket. So you got to go through and you got to understand that. So then understanding it too, how does credit cards work? You can't just apply for every credit card. Your credit is bogus. You got to go to a credit card just for your limit. Now, they do got credits for everybody limit. You feel me? You can get you some little $300 cards, but you got to know where they're pulling from. You know, that's the part of the game. This is about study, study, study. All honors to Private Noble Drew Ali. Study, study, study. You know, so that's what this is about. So you get on there, you study, you use your time to study the right things. You don't have to ask nobody for nothing. You could go for self. And that's what the basis of this is. So the credit repair system, like I said, they hey, you have a report. And by the way, there's multiple reports, but we won't, I'm not going to get that far with you, but you have a report you can pull as a consumer, all right? Get your report. Get your report. See what's on your report, you know, from the three big bureaus. You know, it's more than 40 credit agencies, but the three big ones that you're known for, these are the ones that you, you know, that's what you want to go. You want to study that angle, okay? So you see what's on there? You go on there. So you got Trans, then Experian, then Equa, right? Okay, that's your three, the big three. You, man, the big three league, man. So you got your three right there, right? So you pull your report. You see what's on there. You see if everything match up. Quite sure they're different on different ones. They got stuff spelled wrong, different names, different addresses. Whatever not right, you write down, and you write them. Yeah, if address, something that will add up, you know, a name that ain't your name. Man, they got it spelled all kinds of ways and this and that. You write all that down. Okay, Trans got this and that. Those are not right. Boom, boom, boom. Write them a letter. Experian, boom, boom, boom. Whatever's on there does not, you don't know nothing about. I don't give a damn what nobody else say, see, because the credit agencies, all they do is record information. Right. That's all they do. So they don't got no claim against you. They record information. They get information from you, and they get information from the lenders. So it's up to you to dispute a claim and say that this is right and that. All they do is process information. Somebody send it to them, they put it on there, and they have a report accessible for you to see what's on there. And if it's something on there bogus, hey, man, you write them and tell them. And that's how you win your disputes, you see. But you got to put it in writing. You got to put it in writing. That's how you win your disputes. So that's why these bogus debt collectors write you, and they send you a letter, and they say, hey, within 30 days, hey, woo, woo, woo. That's, they give you the Miranda warning. I'm gonna read y'all the Miranda warning, what the Miranda warning is, so y'all can understand. You know how you get pulled over and they got to give you a Miranda right? Well, you got Miranda warnings in commerce, okay? And this is what it needs to say. And when you see this on your notices, this is what this means, because this is your time to act. When it says, unless you notify this office within 30 days after receiving this notice, that you the validity of this debt or any portion thereof, this office will assume this debt is valid. If you notify this office in writing within 30 days from receiving this notice that you dispute the validity of this debt or any portion thereof, this office will obtain verification of the debt or obtain a copy of a judgment and mail you a copy of such judgment or verification. If you request this office in writing within 30 days after receiving this notice, this office will provide you with the name and address of the original creditor, if different from the current creditor. And then it goes on to say this is an attempt to collect a debt. Any information obtained will be used for that purpose. This communication is from a debt collector. Okay, that's the mini Miranda one. Okay, you got to have that. Now, when they send in that, you know, y'all get these letters, or we, I'm going to say y'all, we get these letters, and we throw them away. Shit, I ain't paying you. I don't owe you nothing. We throw them away. Well, that's how you get a judgment against you. You see? See, because you don't understand comments. You just accused. You just agreed to whatever they claimed. That's how you get a summary judgment against you. So if they sent you a letter, and it said within 30 days, okay, and then they send you another one 2 months later, well, guess what you should say in your mind? After the first one they sent you and you didn't respond, they could have got a judgment. So if they send you another one, then 9 times out of 10, they have nothing on you. Because by laws of contract, when I didn't get back at you, then you could have went into another mode. You feel me? With the claim, you see, because they send out the notice. Now, this is the thing. Where are they sending the notice to? Okay, what address is on file? See, because they can have multiple addresses for you on file in your credit, but what are you using? What are you saying? See, and you could be using multiples. You could be on forms. You could be putting one address. You could put another address. It could be yours on there. But what are you saying that is yours? Because they might have been sending a claim to somewhere where you're not even there. See, because they can't say that you got the mail just because they sent the notice. It wasn't certified, that they didn't send it to you certified with return signature that you they know you got it. it was just sent in general mail, then you may not have never got it. So that's for you to understand and know and to utilize. You feel me? So you identify where you stay at. Now that starts a whole new process. Now they're going to contact you for sure, but you can put all the bureaus on notice. Hey, this is where I reside or this is where I receive mail. Boom, now the creditors hit that place. Now that means any communication not to this address, I don't know nothing about. So you letting them know, hell, anything else somebody didn't send, now they got to start the process over. They go send you the little warning again. But by then, you know they don't have nothing because either they got to send you a judgment, they got to have something. And they need to have a signature validation, you feel me, identification, a picture. A lot of times they don't have that stuff. And a lot of times it's not worth them going to court over the little suits that you're going for. But this is the process of cleaning up your report. That's how you clear your credit. You clear up the negatives and the bullshit that's in your report that you dispute. Then the other people on the other side got to try to dispute you. How can they dispute you? That's right. So that's just one of the processes. And even with inquiries and all that, you can't double stack and triple stack inquiries. They do that. Oh, you got 20-some inquiries. Well, hell, you was looking for a car and you went to six dealerships. Hell, six dealerships probably even pulled you. You feel me? Hell, so you got six dealerships within a month on there. Well, hell, that's the same type of pool from the same category. So it can only be counted once. So understanding that. You feel me? It's just different aspects. You feel me? Going into stuff, you got to delve deep into stuff to really understand. You got to go into the root of it. And it goes deeper than that. You feel me? It really goes deeper than that. I'm kind of giving you a brief where you could touch stuff up and get stuff removed real quick, you know. By the way, that's what we do. That's what we help with here, you know, Legal Empowerment Group 101. Yeah, Legal Empowerment Group 101 at .com. 101, yep. And that's how we do it. So that's on the credit tip. You want to do that. You want to pull your scores. You want to see what all three bureaus got. You want to see if they have the same information. You want to make sure all the information is the same, especially when it comes to where you receive mail and your identity, your name, and stuff like that. Correct that stuff up. You can utilize that. I save that for another segment, and I say that when you tap in at the Legal Empowerment Group, OneOnOneLLC.com. So that's that. Okay, so. Also, let me pull up my board here. Also, putting the right kind of letters together for one. Now, you got to be able to put the right kind of letters together. And the debt collectors, remember, they're collecting the debt. And remember that the credit bureaus don't have a claim against you. The credit bureau just receiving information from somebody on the other side saying, hey, these people owe me. And they put it in your file. And it's up to you to, like I said, refute it or not. Okay? So when you draft up your letters, you got to put the creditors on, the bureaus on notice. Okay, you want them to know, right? You want them to know, so you got to figure out a way to talk to them for them to do their job. Do you know the jobs of the bureaus? See, that's what you need to understand. What's the jobs of the bureaus? Okay, to report. So you make them report accurately. That's what you do. Now, that's something for you to figure out. Everybody got their own studies. It's different ways. It all leads the same way, but you do your studies. I'm just guiding you in the right direction, okay? You got to get to talk to the bureaus, too, now. Now, the debt collectors, you can cut them out the way. After they send you all your information, your validation, who you owe and who the creditors say they is, then you cut them out. And you know how to write them a letter. Tell them to leave you alone. Leave me alone. Yeah, tell them to leave you alone. You and your family and your job alone. Don't call me, no nothing. They send you information who you owe or say they owe you allegedly, leave me alone. You got to learn how to write that letter. Now it's between you and the so-called creditor. Who are you? Do you understand what a consumer is? Do you understand the language in the consumer definition of consumer for FICA and TILA and all those type of things? Have you looked in the definitions department of it? Yeah, see, you got to get into this stuff. This science, this mathematics, you got to go get into it. So that's what it's about. You could be your own credit repair agency. You can go in and report and get your own stuff together. You don't got to pay nobody. But that's what we do. So that's just some of the things. So I wanted to just, I was sitting here and I was thinking, and I was thinking about what an illustrious prophet we have, the noble Drew Ali, came to these shores. And it just amazes me how people use and steal, and that's just what it is. It's infringement. You can't copyright nobody's work and don't give honors to them. Yeah, you can't steal nobody's sayings and teachings and not say and not give honor to them to that person. Man, that person was an angel, man. Man, that person was a prophet, man, in the flesh, returned to us. And if you can't see that, that's because you don't understand the story and you don't see what's before us. You can't see yourself. You can't see your demise. You can't see that you was on high, but now that you're living low. If you can't see that we have one to come to us because the teachers that he got supersedes everything that's around here standing. Yeah, the nationality movement and whose dominion this is, nobody even knew that. Nobody taught us that. People was coming in and out of these shores from all kinds of nationalities. They knew who we was hidden over here. Nobody told us who we was. And y'all still don't know and believe who you are. You don't believe that you them people, that this your dominion. You feel me? Your empire. You don't believe that. If you did, you would rise up. You know, you would rise up and be one, love, self, and kind. But you're still full of hatred. You feel we still on the tribal stuff. We still full of the hate. You feel me? So that's what's going on with that. But we have an illustrious history, man. And let me get that over there. Put that in. Yeah, we have illustrious history over here, man. And just waking up from being brainwashed. And like I said, we have to fight ourselves in kind and understand whose dominion this is, what's going on over here. And a lot of times, that's where we get lost in the shuffle. People are like, oh, that don't matter. Like, you don't try to identify with nothing. But now more and more you see people going into the native side, which is a blessing, because that's going to take you back to your roots. That's going to take you to your Moorish. You can't get around being a Moor. So I'm just going to tell you that. When you do that, show me. When you show me that. You got your roots over here. Show me that. Okay? Because that's what it's going to come down to. When you go to under the Native Act, that's even more better than being black. Because being black, you really, under that Negro Act, you're going to fall under the statutes and laws of what the states got. Yep. And they're going to keep you incarcerated. And they'll keep you down. Look at us. Man, we're on the bottom rail. We're on the bottom rail. We don't even network with our own folks. We go outside of ourselves. We go outside of ourselves, man. So, like I said, until we start working together and coming together and understanding that, it is like, you take four people, man, build up their credit. Four people. And I know how to do credit in 60 days. They sent me something, put on my thing on April 13th and April 21st. And it came off on June 4th. Two of them. They sent me two. I sent two. They sent me two. They put two collections on my report. Bam, they popped up. April 21st, April 13th. Two of them. I sent out two letters, and I sent them letters to the bureaus. And on June 4th, both of them was removed. So that's how quick. So you can pay people all day, long work. And so now you're talking about a boost in the next cycle. Two collections come off? You're talking about, I don't know what the boost going to be yet, but I'll keep you informed on that. You see, I just took somebody from a 660, and within a month, they went to 760. They went to 100 points. 100 points. They didn't have even nothing on their credit. They didn't know nothing hardly about credit. They were just sitting there. I put some things on there, put some lines and primaries and, got them a couple cards. So you got four people in your house. Yeah, take you a couple months, 3 months, 4 months, start getting your stuff together with your credit. Holla, get your credit game together. Then y'all could go in. You don't have to wait on nobody. Y'all four could go in and get what you want. You can combine your credit and your resources, whatever income you make. You combine income and your credit. And go make something happen. Yeah, work together. Network. That's what this is about. Network and work together with your people. Start right at home. You ain't got to go by. You ain't got to work for no jive turkeys in no circle waiting around the corner and trying to build alliances. We ain't got to do none of that. man, just mess with your people right in your house. That's right. If it's a mom and dad, a son and a daughter, that's all you need. All y'all of age. That's all you need. Tell them to give the program. You brought them in. Y'all don't need nobody else. Then y'all just start making it happen, doing your thing. Then let people see y'all shine. Like, what's up? Yeah, then there's some people, that's when they want to come along, because people don't like to lead. They like to follow. So when they see you shining, then they want to get in. You was telling them all along, so just do you. That's what I'm on. That's what me and I know. That's what we on. We just go do up. So that's what it's about. So the credit building and the credit repair is in effect. We got that. We can build your credit, and we can repair your credit. So that's what that. Now, to my prison population, prison listeners, and my folks out there in Cali, in the PN up there in Ione. Yes, sir. Man, y'all know I got y'all, and I'm here, and we moving. And the people been taking a while on some of the processes, too. There's been a lot going on. Y'all know the enemy is vicious, man, even with mail. And I be telling y'all that even in them lockdown in them dungeons, man, you got to have different people that you mail into, just getting sent to you, too. You can't just have getting stuff mailed to you in your name. You got to use somebody down the cell, another cell, somebody they ain't even thinking about getting some mail, grabbing, you send me an extra copy and keeping it down there. They come in there, search your cell, tear stuff up. You send stuff out, it won't get there. Stuff be coming in, it won't never get there. Stuff like that started happening, man. You do. You have to tell your folks that, too, you know. Keep account, make copies and stuff. You know, they're trying to stop you. You're trying to stop the movement. You think they want to see you free? Intermission. I ain't talking Snoop Dogg or something. Yeah, but that's what it is, man. We got to really just be vigilant and understand that the jurisdiction. Now, this is for the prison population, listeners. We're going to deal with jurisdiction, all right? Now, I don't have my dictionaries or nothing, so we off straight thought, high thought activity, rapid thought, all right? Jurisdiction can always be challenged. Jurisdiction has no statute of limitation. So that means there's always hope, no matter what you're in prison for. No matter if you got a life sentence, no appeals, nothing. Jurisdiction can always be challenged. There's no statute of limitation. Now, what does jurisdiction mean? What does jurisdiction deal with? Jurisdiction deals with the right to adjudicate, for the rights of them to judge on the case. All right? In order to adjudicate, in order to have jurisdiction, your status has to be in compliance with that jurisdiction. In order to fall under the statute, you have to be under that jurisdiction. So you have to have a contract or some on file agreeing to the terms of that jurisdiction's laws, which usually be your license. That's usually what they use to identify you with, the license. There's a license in their name. It's in their state. It has their state still. Yeah, that's their jurisdiction. They own that. So your picture on there and your name on there, you claiming that, but that's theirs. See, you don't see it like that. You see your picture on there, you think that's me, that's my L's. No, but you forgot to see that seal and stuff in the background and what it say. You forgot to read the signs and the symbol and everything, what it say. You are theirs. That's not yours. It's the other way around. You are there. So when they pull you over and ask, can I see your identification? See, they got to identify who you are first, because you might be diplomatic. You might not be in a jurisdiction where they even mess with you, see, but you don't know nothing about that because you've been trained. You haven't been educated or taught. So people say miseducated. You've never been educated. How can you be miseducated? You've been trained. You've been trained and you've never been taught. Okay, so they pull you over. They want to see something. Whatever what you pull out, let them know who you are. That's my nigga right there. Or whatever you called or whatever you is, they go know. whatever state you're in, if you pull out that, that's what jurisdiction you're in. So it's laws and statutes and codes that go with that jurisdiction and go with having that identity of somebody else's, because they got a certain way that they get down, that they move. So you got to move and abound by that. So that's what it is. So you got to wear your seatbelt. You can't be speeding. Got to put on your blinkers. Can't throw nothing out the window. You know, all this type of stuff that they put on you that ain't harmed nobody. There's not interest to nobody. Nobody could put a tort claim on you just for speeding. Who did you harm? You got the right to face your accuser. Got to be injured party, but there's no none. Right? Okay, then. So that's how that go. So, and if you got a commercial crime against you, if the crime is commercial, then what? You got the right to what? Discharge it. So why are you going to jail? You're going to jail for crimes that there's no injured party. Who's the injured party? The state? The state can't be a party of the state a party. If the state a party to it, then it's a Supreme Court case. It's a Supreme Court case. The Supreme Court got original jurisdiction if the state is a party. So if it say the state versus you, then why wasn't your case in the Supreme Court out the gate? That's who got original jurisdiction, according to the Constitution. But, yeah, so these things, man, just understanding that this jurisdiction, they never had jurisdiction. So your people in jail bogusly, because how they got jurisdiction is for the license and from the tag black as a race, but there's no black race. So these are just stuff that they coined inside their Monopoly game. You know, Monopoly got certain rules and got little cards you could flip over and you could get money, or you could go to jail and get money, took it from you. Got the treasure chest, community chest. You feel me? The chance. That's what this game they playing. That's what it is. So you don't understand that. You feel me? And you got all these little cards and documents and birth certificates and all these little things, these little gift stuff they give you. You feel me? To play in the little Monopoly game. Yeah, to keep you, you know, satisfied, man. But you the natural people. So earlier we talked about credit repair. That's for people who ain't natural, really. No, that's why I'm just giving that to you, because people use that and utilize that. You can utilize the karmic condition. But if you want to be natural and be yourself, then it's a lot waiting for you. You rich. You just plain old rich and don't even know it. That's what Prophet said. Lord, do I leave? Give honors. Praise to Allah. So you just plain old rich. Morris. And you only knew. I mean, you sitting on a treasure chest over here. You sitting in the land of milk and honey. Don't own a bee. The bees more productive than us. The ants more productive than us. Man, because they work together as a colony, as a people. Man, y'all can't even learn. We can't even learn from the nature. We behind. That's why we on the bottom rail, black man. And when I say man, I mean woman. Yeah, that's why we down, man. Yeah, we just can't get right. You feel me? We don't want to like stuff in kind. That's what's been embedded into us. We don't want to work together. As soon as we have some kind of difference, or as soon as somebody say something in personal life, we don't even work stuff out. We don't even talk to people. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy how life is, man. You see so much in life. You just see so much in life, but you just begin to understand, man. And you begin to understand so much, man. It's the spirits. It's the spirits. We got to fight that. The stuff that we got to fight, man. It's stuff that we got to fight, including myself. It's stuff I have to fight inside of myself, man. I'm dealing with family and dealing with people and dealing with, you feel me? It's stuff that you have to fight, you feel me? But, yeah, just trying to be good, man. Do goodwill to people, man. It ain't hard, man. It ain't hard to see who was for us and who was against us, you feel me? It ain't hard to see who got our best interests and who don't, you feel me? And the ones who got our best interests, man, they're the ones we going to work with. Shit, we always have differences and all that shit. That ain't nothing, man. That ain't nothing for grown women and grown men, man, to handle, you feel me? But when we got ones who's in our lives that's productive and his own stuff and got ways and means and know how to make stuff happen, them the ones you want to work with. You feel me? They're the ones you want to build up your blocks with. Build up the empires with, you feel me, and make stuff happen. It ain't hard. Man, the universe is good, man. Allah, God, because the universe is good. I bear witness to that. Man, when doors be closing, when relationships sour or break, man, it's always mended, or it always works out for the best. It always works for the best. I always learn different stuff. I always see different stuff. All things always come to me. I don't even share them a lot. I don't even share them a lot, but the people around me see them and know. It's just a blessing just abound to just come out. You know, just it was things I was searching for, and They wasn't coming. They was being shown, but they wasn't coming. They was being shown more glorious, boom. But they wasn't coming. I understood why. I understood why. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. All other things be added on to you. So you got to have your mind right first, you feel me? And be a blessing to people. That's what I strive to be, to try to be a blessing, you feel me? All the time that I've been being a blessing to people, blessings always come to me. You feel me? Blessings always come to me in other forms, whether it's receiving a physical gift or receiving a spiritual gift. You feel me? And they come in abundance. They do. They come in abundance. And I just be thankful for it, man. And I want to say to the families of incarcerated brothers and sisters that it's traumatizing. It's traumatizing to do 14 years and to come to society and don't think that you're not messed up in the head, because you got to bear witness to that, because the place is inhumane. It's inhumane in them places. The water's polluted, brown, you know, do not drink. Yeah, you could do black mold, asbestos, lead paint, roaches. It's the mental hospitals. More mental is more psychologists there than doctors in those places. Everybody in there got something wrong with them, mental, physical, diseases. It's just a bad environment. The food is no nutrients, nothing left in them. Inferior meat or partial. No telling what's in it in the boxes. I mean, working them kits and stuff in the signing for human consumptions. It's just bad. The people don't see it on the outside. You think that your family is in their state. They're getting three hots in a cot. They good. Oh, Woodrow, all right. Oh, Tammy, all right. She in there. They feeding her. What are they feeding her? They're hitting them with a needle every year, like clockwork. What are they doing to the people? What are they experimenting on? You feel me? So it's just stuff to understand, man. The people, they're not in good hands. They need you. They need you to reach out to them. They need you to write them a letter. They need you to send them some books so they can learn some stuff. Because if they don't learn nothing, what do you think they're going to do when they get out? And all you're going to do is point at them and say, I knew you was going to do the same thing, but what did you help them to do? They don't need your money. They need some books. Send them something on real estate. Send them something on trust. Send them something on estate planning. You know, send them on some stuff so they can sit back and read and learn. You feel me? Come out educated. You feel me? Those places is one of two things, man. Those places are our college campus for a wise person or a playground for a fool. So what do you want your people to be? At least send it to them. You know, they got the choice. If you could lead them to water, you can't make them drink. Send it to them, though. You out there reading stuff. You out there reading Joel Osteen and Jimmy Swagger, whoever you believe in or whoever you feel with, got some positive and some faith and uplifting that could rise their spirits. Send something to them. Yeah, be a blessing to somebody. See, we don't try to be a blessing enough. You feel me? We're trying to judge people. You see the people standing outside with signs. You say, well, they go get a job. How you know they didn't have a job? Do you know their story? You don't know their story. You just think they begging. Hey, it take a hell of a person to beg. Man, it take a hell of a person to beg, man, to stand out there looking like that. I mean, hey, yeah, you got cons and everywhere in life, but that's not your duty. That's not your duty to judge. Yes, you're supposed to try to pay attention, but hey, anybody could fall on tough times. You could be riding down the road slick and hip. Hell, everything might just went bad that day. Your credit cards might not be working. Didn't have no money in your pocket to start with because you had credit cards. Your car didn't broke down. And you looking like all the fanciest thing in the world, got jewelry and everything on. You trying to get some money, some people to get somewhere, and people think you kind of them because how you look. But you really on hard times. Quit judging people. And you got some good in you, do some good. You feel me? Your reward is somewhere else. See, that's the thing. Your reward is somewhere else. So that's what we're dealing with. You feel me? The spirits that's been put in us, how we can let so many little differences divide us. The Willie Lynch. Come on now, the Willie Lynch syndrome. We read this stuff and see this stuff, and then we don't equate it to self. We don't say, man, I got to fight this in myself. You feel me? Why am I, this person is a good person, this sister's a good person, this brother's a good person. Why am I acting this way? Why am I woo-woo? And a lot of times, we'll come out of it. You feel me? We'll come out of it. You feel me? And that be the thing. You know, I got people that I look out for. You feel me? There's behind the walls. I look out for them. And sometimes people don't call until they want something. I have to tell them sometimes, man, I don't got no problem looking out for a person, man. But you need, you know, call. You know, call to see how a person doing. You feel me? I know where you at. You don't even have to call me to ask me for nothing. I know where you at. If I haven't sent you nothing, it's because I got other obligations. But don't think I haven't forgot about you, because I always network with my ones in there. I always got them. They know that. You feel me? In word or deed, you feel me? In some way, I'm going to help the cause. You feel me? If I can't give you no moolah, then I could do whatever else that I can do for you. I could be of service for you. You feel me? Because I understand your plight. You feel me? Brothers and sisters alike. You feel me? So, you feel me? My mission is not just to men. My mission is to women, children, the elderly. You feel me? Have a duty and obligation. You feel me? Have a duty and obligation to them. Those that can't help themselves, the widow, the poor, those type of people, the downtrodden. This is what we're supposed to do, uplift fallen humanity. That's what this is about. That's what I'm about. That's what Suleiman Bey is. That's what Suleiman Bey is about, the Moorish American. That's what I'm about. So on this show, I'm trying to just help out and you know, expose the fraud. You feel me? Expose the fraud that's out there, which is that you're not a Negro, Black, or colored, or African-American. That's not who you are. You have a pedigree. You have a bloodline. Everybody has one. You read these books. You read about Jesus, about Yahushua. You see he got blood lineages in there. You see all these names they use, but you don't know what them names mean, but them names is you. Yeah, you see it in there, and they got it in there, Amorite, Hittite, Canaanite, Moabite. They got all these names in there. You were just reading the book, didn't know what it was. You didn't know it was you, so you just sped past, that's what I used to do. But when you search, when you're really seeking, when you're really seeking knowledge, you don't read past something that you can't understand and know. You go and find out, what does that mean? What is a Hittite? What is a Amorite? What is a Canaanite? What is a Moabite? Who, should I say? Then you would get somewhere in life. Then you would see what's going on in geography, where you at, what's going on in the world, and what's going on. So Prophet Noble Drew Ali, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, same people that was against me 2,000 years ago is against me now, and the same people that was with me 2,000 years ago is with me now. Woo! That was a deep saying right there from the Prophet. He's telling you to look at the world. What was going on in his time? Where was he at? Where was he at in that time, too? What was the spirit at in that time? It was in where? Palestine and all that area, huh? That's where it was at. That's where he was at. Syria area, huh? That's where the land of Moab is, huh? That's where he was at in his time. You feel me? That's where they was crushing the same people, the pale-skinned nations of Europe. The same people was crushing then in the same area, and they're there now. So the prophet said that 90-some years ago. He said, the same people who was against me then is against me now. The same people who was with me then is with me now. So let you look at the world and see. So now the same people, the same Romans are here crushing your people here. They was crushing them there, and they still crushing them over there now. They still over there in Syria. Y'all don't understand the geography, man. Jesus' great-great-grandmother, Ruth, got a whole chapter in the Bible. She was from the land of Moab. That's right. She was from the land of Moab. Okay, so go look at your geographies. Go see where that's at. So, yeah, see where this illustrious history of this empire extends to. See where is the dominion of this empire. See if you at home or abroad. Yeah, and see where you go, where does your bloodline is linked to. You feel me? Who is the Indian? Is that you, Black man? Are you the original man that was here? I do agree that you are. So stand up. So you got to stand up. You gotta say who you are. You gotta let the world know who you are. That way, you don't have to go through those type of things. You don't have to go through it. You be protected. So you look at the court case. What is it called? McGirt versus Oklahoma last year. They overturned all that garbage in Oklahoma. On that side, that land put aside for them civilized tribes. Who are you? Are you part of the civilized tribes? I know your blood links to it. So identify yourself. You've been saying you Indian all these years. We got Indian, man. Everybody got to know since we've been young. We got Indian in us. You are the Indian. The Indian comes from you because this is not India. So whoever they call an Indian, they're not at home, even though they're welcome to be here. It's their blood lineage, their kinfolk. But it was original people who broke the plains over here, the original navigators. That's why they call Moors, who circumnavigated the globe or put it down before anybody else, put the map down for everybody else to follow. So, see, when people got roots like that, you gotta pay homage to that. You got to pay homage to that. Quit trying to run from yourself. Feel me? grab your serious star and quit trying to run from yourself and be who you are. You feel me? And feed the world again. Circumnavigate the world. Get on the trapping up and down the rivers and the highways and byways, which was the rivers, and making the ways, going to see your peoples and the rest of this and extending the kingdom, the empire. See, y'all on petty time now, the little turf and the little track. You got the little hood, just little that. Y'all on petty time now, man. We just got on the waterways and opened it up. Trapping for real. Yeah. From New York to California all the way out to the other continents. Yeah, trapping. Man, let's see what's out here. Loading up. Come on, my nigga. That's what y'all would say now. Come on, my nigga. Let's go. Yeah, but they was on some, you feel me? Let's go. Jumped in the boat. Man, get into it. Warriors. Warriors behind them, you feel me? Guiders in the front. Man, by the stars. You feel me? Sun, moon, and stars. It's all ours. Man, y'all better come on. Y'all better come to life. Intermission. Snoop Doggy Dogg. Snoop Doggy. No. Yes, sir. So we got to get it together, man. And my brothers and sisters in the pen, I want y'all to know I love y'all to death, man. That struggle. And they in there fighting. And them brothers in there see it. And they see the prophet. And they see the work. And, you know, you got to be exposed to certain literature to really understand who Noble Drew Ali is, was. Right? So you can't just get it from, you can get it spiritually from reading the Quran, what he, you feel me, in the Circle 7. But you got to get his life. You got to understand his life. What he went through, where he been, and what he brought. And when you get that degree, then you go bear witness, Yahushua has come again. That's right to the shores. Man, the books say it. Man, Allah sent the prophet and the messenger to all the nations. Man, listen, when you suffering and you didn't fell away from, man, before you get that wrath, man, they go send one, prophets or messenger. They got major prophets and they got minor prophets. You better understand that. People say, oh, the seals of the prophets, y'all don't understand what a seal is. That's why. And he still is the seal. That's why Prophet Noble Drew Ali didn't bring nothing but what he brought was Islam. He just brought you back the purity of it. See? Because we've been taught Islam. Yeah. And all these other things that's been imprisoning us, enslaving us. Yeah. All the major religions enslave the people. Yeah, that's what they do, because they don't teach you about the God self. They don't teach you about the God body. And anybody who talk about the God body is blasphemous. That's how they did Yahushua. That's how they did Jesus. When you represent the God body, they want to kill you. So if you ain't, and they want to say you blaspheming. Yeah, but we the God bodies, man. Yeah, peace, God. Yeah, peace, God. Peace, son. Peace, son. Yes. Yeah, not our earth. Yeah, so y'all got to know y'all degree. We got our earth out here, our women. You feel me? That's where you plant your seed. Your woman got to be the earth. You got to be the son of man. You feel me? The son of God. So, shoot, who is God? Okay. We say the father of the universe, but can a father be feminine? Because the whole universe seemed like a womb to me, and then this earth seemed like a womb. And the woman got the womb, and then you plant the seed in the earth, and it produces, and you plant the seed in the woman, and it produces. And the hoot and the sun nourishes, sustains that. The sun. Some people say S-U-N. Some people say S-O-N. So what's sun? Yeah, okay. But, yeah, it's just, like I said, it's deep. The jurisdiction matters. There's hope in that, man. You go back and attack that. They never had jurisdiction of your family members or your brothers and sisters who were in there. They never had jurisdiction to adjudicate you. But you gave them that. That's why in the status conference, the first conference that you go to in jail systems is status. The first one, arraignment. They call it arraignment. Status is called the status conference. That's what they used to call it. They don't say it no more. Status. They're trying to figure out your status deal. So you know how you know they're still trying to figure out who you are, or they want to make sure you are who they say you are, or that you're in agreement with them? They're giving you a chance now to identify yourself and be who you are. When you go to that arraignment, this is the only time you're going to talk. other than if you on trial and you up there on a stand or something. It's the only time you're gonna talk. They're gonna ask, who is this case before? Oh, we have Wolf the Wolf here. Are they here? Are they here? Yes, here. State for the name. Spell out your name. You go spell out your name and state for your name and record. Why did they have you do that? Why is that so important that they already know who you are? They already identified you. They didn't took you to jail. They didn't kidnap you. See, right then you should know you kidnapped because they don't even know who you are. They want you to say who you are. Now, you guess what you're going to do? You're going to say exactly what they want you to say. You're going to spell out this name of this corporate person that they're doing business under. And you didn't know that this whole time, that they got to trust that they do a business at it. And you go spell it out and agree that you are this artificial person inside their system, that they have this bound by these laws that they just said you committed, these statutes and codes for artificial people, commercial. And you're going to agree by spelling it out and saying that's who you are. So now, you on record for saying that's who it is. They go with the proceedings. Now they go cut you out, assign that attorney to you that speaks and represents. That's what they call it, represents. Now he represents, not represents. He represents you to the court. So now you're bound and gagged, shackled, bound and gagged. You can't say nothing, and he is in there talking, and they all in agreement with each other because they're all playing the same game. It's not a flesh and blood game. It's a commercial game. And you in there held hostage in between both of them, including your own attorney, including the attorney that you paid for. Their first obligation is to the bar. They sworn to uphold to the bar, the British Agency, the Bar Association, the judge, the prosecutor, the attorneys. They're all in the same society. You've been bamboozled, hoodwinked, even when you pay for a good one. And then you could pay for, only thing you could pay for a good one to do is work a deal with the enemy to wiggle whatever he want to wiggle with you, whether to let you go or get a lesson time. That's all you're doing. You didn't beat anything. You paid them to work. They worked with you. They do that sometimes. But it's all artificial game for artificial people. That's what U.S. citizens are. So that's something you need to learn, figure out for yourself, how to deal in the public and the private. Right now we're in the public, so we're dealing with public things. And that's how you got to get your credit repair. We get your credit repair up in the mid-800s. Try to get you that 850. Get that done. Work with your family. Network close-knit with your family. And that knock out all the BS and build up something between your family first and let people see y'all bubble up, get your businesses going, you know, starting living better, doing better, feeding more people, helping more people, bringing more people in, and then people will follow suit. And then you just teach them the game, teach them how to work with each other, work with themselves, build up their stuff, build up their credit, work with inside from within. And that's what we own. So today was a good day. We got to share some information. I smell this breakfast cooking. And while I'm on retreat now, cut my last 10 minutes in. Well, like I said, I wanted to thank y'all, man, for real, for real. Especially all the people that's about supporting their families and the pens, man. You know, they doing their due diligence by studying. Man, over to Ali. The Exhuming of a Nation. Right, The Exhuming of a Nation. That was the deepest book that I read. Well, that brother, Elihu Pleasant Bay, the Moor, that was a deep book. And the brothers in the pen, they got them book, they seeing it. Man, that book is an eye-awakener. It's an eye-awakener, man. It could break up, open up your eye. Mm-hmm. Open up that spiritual eye, that third eye, the all-seeing eye. People don't want to give you those degrees. Them degrees you need. Yeah, Noble Drew Ali, The Exhuming of a Nation by Pleasant Elihu Bay. Well, the family, love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Share the wealth. That's information. Information is wealth now. I don't need to sell nothing to nobody. I'm going to start putting information out there. I got a lot of information I can give people where you can get all kinds of stuff, credit cards, credit repairs. All, I got all kinds of stuff. I'm just give it away. I'm going to start getting on my sites. I got TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. I ain't even used them yet. I'm still in a box in a lot of things that I do. You feel me? You feel me? It's only so much a person could do. That's why when you have people just finding out stuff and you're doing stuff, you're supposed to network and make it absorb into each other and grow. So you could grow it out and branch it out, and whatever you could do, you take that. And whatever I could do, I take that. And that's how we push. So with that, I just wanted to close. Like I said, I thank y'all for joining in. And it's been a blessing to be able to share with y'all whatever I got. And hopefully we can network more and share more. And like I said, Legal Empowerment Group, one-on-one. LLC.com. That's the form. You can go in there and leave your email or whatever, and we'll get back with you. Man, we're doing a lot of different stuff, man, with the prisoners and with the credit repair, credit builder, get you authorized user accounts, all that type of stuff. It's a lot going on, but y'all just stay free, man. Stay peaceful, man. Find out your heritage, your history. Find out who you are, man, your native, your aboriginal self, so you can get these shackles off you. All right. It's been the Morning Drip, man. Suleiman Bey, man. I'll get back with y'all tomorrow, God willing. Peace and love.